Chapter 5. The second time that Penelope Andrews looked at Mr. Whittle, he took care to look back at her with a cool expression, as though it were the most ordinary thing in the world. But all the time, he could feel that there was something altogether out of the ordinary between them. It was toward the beginning of class, and he was careful not to glance in her direction again until the hour was nearly over. Then he found her gazing dreamily out the window with her back to him, and felt as if he had been cheated out of something. When he saw her coming up to his desk after class, he was surprised, and told himself that he would have to be wary and businesslike. "Yes, Miss Andrews," he asked. "Did you want to see me?" Penelope did not know why she had come up, really, for she had nothing important to ask him. She had thought that it would be amusing to give Mr. Whittle another one of her looks, and she had been disappointed when he returned it in such an indifferent manner. Things hadn't gone off as she expected, but at the same time something told her that that was not the end of it by any means. She was piqued. She felt that she had been challenged instead of being the challenger as she had meant to be. Perhaps Mr. Whittle was different from what she had imagined. And suddenly, wanting to be noticed and feeling, to her surprise, a little uncertain of herself, she decided to go up and speak to him after class. "Yes, Miss Andrews?" The trouble was she hadn't anything to say. She asked him something about Robespierre, and when he answered, she opened her eyes wide at him and kept her lips parted a little. Mr. Whittle tried to keep his mind on the French Revolution.